A domain registration is a gift that keeps on giving. For all the geeks in your life, do your shopping at GoDaddy.com. This podcast will give you a special code to get brilliant discounts at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
This summer, when you buy Coke, you get music. You can win an iPod or free songs on iTunes.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On PodRiot.com.
This is punky.
This is indeed punky, with me, Paul Lee Edwards.
Me, Tony Hearn.
And we've had a good week, haven't we?
Yes.
We've had a good week. We'll be telling you about Block Party 6 tonight. Okay. I have to say right at the top, though, curse you, Total Talk Nonsense. Oh, I'm really, really disappointed. I'll explain why later, but okay. they've beaten me to a joke that I had lined up for the Septics, and they've beaten me to it, and they've turned it round before I even got the chance to say it. But fair play to them. It means that they're on the same wavelength we are. But one thing they haven't got, Tony, is scary music! Scary music! So loads of comments this week. Big hangovers. Stuff's been falling out of me. I've had six shits today.
Fucking hell.
I've had six turns. I've broken off six lengths of dirty spine.
You smell like you've had eight.
Hey?
You smell like you've had eight.
Oh. This is the afterburner's not been good at either. I'm blaming it. Right, I was talking to a Pino that we went to Block Party 6 with.
Yeah.
Who basically, as you just said, had a busman's holiday. And I said, oh, man, I don't know whether it was the beer I was drinking, just a good warm English beer, none of this lager rubbish,
yeah.
Or whether it was the garlic and cheese tear and share we enjoyed at 3:30 this morning. He said, mate, it was the garlic and cheese tear and share, because I was on different booze to you, and it's been falling out of me as well. Should we get on with the first song? But yeah. My plan this week was to play four songs by bands from the Midlands.
Right.
In the UK. But I'm only playing three by bands in the Midlands in the UK, because we've got a punky exclusive this evening.
Oh, really?
We've got some news later on the show as well. We've got a punky exclusive, which is Azerbaijani prog rock.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yes. Azerbaijani prog rock with badly beeped Azerbaijani swear words, yeah. We think. Alim Kazimov, the new legends. But I'm going to get on with the first track straight away. We found this band on MySpace, but they'll be on, like, three out of the other four bands. They will be on our MySpace top eight this week, myspace.com/punkyradio. Mm-hmm. But they're also... the band are called The Outbreaks. Can you guess the website, Tony?
Outbreaks.com.
Outbreaks.co.uk.
Oh, good.
Nearly, nearly.
Oh,
I tell you what, mate, you must feel such a twat. You're such a twat. That's fantastic, isn't it? It's really short. It's really great. And they say twat right. Of course they do.
Twat,
they're from Northamptonshire.
Oh, right, cool.
The Outbreaks, but which is just about in the Midlands.
Yeah.
Northampton, of course, the home of Adrian Mole. That's right, yeah. Adrian Mole, age 13 and three quarters, supposed to have been from Northampton, which is why when they did the series of it, Northampton's, it's got a really weird accent, because it's kind of got a West Midlands-y accent, even though it's not in the West Midlands, but it's also got a kind of carrot crunchy Norwich sort of accent.
Norwich.
And it just, the cast that they got in to do the series of Adrian Mole all had problems with the accent, so ended up just doing a kind of Brummy West Midlands sort of thing. Yeah. You're not very interested about that, are you? At all?
No.
All right, fair enough. I'll do MySpace latest comments then. MySpace.com/punkyradio. We do appreciate your comments. And please do hit the profile every week, because we do a 3-minute MySpace kind of preview of the show.
Yeah.
That is normally quite funny.
We do the
whole
show in 3 minutes.
Yeah. We do the show first and then we do the preview after.
I don't remember what we did.
Yeah, but it's quite funny. Last week's one was fantastic. So here goes then. The first one has come first comment from Adam. Hey, Ass Munches. My friend just told me what podcasts are, and after going to iTunes, you were the only one that caught my attention in letting me realise how fucking awesome you fuckers are. I love your show now, and my parents won't stop bugging me to take my headphones off because I'm listening to the show so much. You guys are the fucking greatest English thing since Ozzy himself. I love your show. All right, well, if you guys were to comment me, my friends would probably think I'm pretty cool. Hint, hint. We did comment him anyway, and we mentioned him on the show. So, Adam, your mates must think you're cool. Fair enough?
Yeah.
Emo joke for you. This is from CJ. Emo joke for you all. How many emo kids does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Don't know.
None. They'd rather sit in the dark and have a good wank. Oh, here goes our weekly comment from Bear. All right, cunts. Sorry I've not been here to be angry and take the piss out of Tony Kitt and Blood Hearn, but I spent £250 in one night getting me and a northern twat drunk. I've not really stopped drinking since then. Also had a bunch of Americans stay at mine, a band called Takota. I was too pissed to know what they're like musically, but they were a good laugh. Right, I'm off to bum the dog. Bear.
Brilliant.
Fair enough. And then the next comment is from the northern twat. Hey up, douche nozzles. Your show is... In fact, shall I do this in the proper northern accent? Oh, I'll try, yeah. I'll try. Hey up, douche nozzles. Your show is the spunk de la spunk of all podcasts. I fucking love it. Kitten blood. It's down to that Southern Nancy Puff Bear. I started listening to y'all. I'm the northern twat he keeps referencing. Keep up to good shit. P.S. James Blunt is a complete and utter cum guzzler. Emos or kitten bloods are the leeches of the music world, and Tony is definitely gay. Ha ha ha. Keep it wet, Sam. Have you got anything to say there?
Obviously a twat.
And this last comment I've got might be the most controversial comment we've ever had on MySpace. Oh, I love this.
You're setting up a bit.
Yep. Hello, thank you very much for your support. Best wishes from the Bangles.
Yay!
Best wishes from the Bangles.
Little do they know how much we murdered Walk Like an Egyptian last night.
If the Bangles ever listen to this show, I'll be so made up. It just shows who you can meet on MySpace. It is the proper Bangles as well.
Is it?
So, yeah, if you've got a MySpace profile and you fancy being a friend of the Bangles, I should think it's myspace.com/Bangles. If we've got room on the top 8, we'll put them on it.
We'll send them an MP3 of Walk Like an Egyptian.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Or maybe a video of you dancing to it.
Oh, yeah, that would be great. If we could do... No, we could maybe do a YouTube of it.
Yeah, can do.
Could we?
The video exists.
I didn't think it sounded very good last night, but you said it sounded okay, didn't you?
It sounded right, yeah.
Ah, nice.
Apart from my lost control of who I am.
Mate.
I ceased being me.
We just lost control. That's the most our band's ever gone for it, I think. Do you want to do Podcast Alley latest comments?
Yes. Okay, so these are the Podcast Alley comments. Podcast Alley, if you want to vote for us, please go to punkyradio.com. Go to the...
Actually, don't bother this week.
Is it nearly end of the month?
Oh, well,
June 1st is Thursday.
Yeah. Should we leave it till next week? Vote Thursday or wait till next week.
If you can do. Vote Thursday then.
Yeah.
Because the show comes out Tuesday, so that's fine. Okay. First comment. Fuzzy. You fuzzy-assed, wet, midget-crotch-licking, ass-pumping cunt wipes. I love the show, so I'll make this vote count. Twats! From Alec Drachman.
Thanks, Alec.
Why aren't you piss mops number one yet? If other podcasts can proxy vote and mask their IPs, why can you? Why can't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Lazy bastards.
Yeah.
By Gavin Adam.
Thank you, Gavin Adam.
Because we're not going to cheat, because we don't need to cheat, because we're great.
Yeah. I think. Actually, we've had the most we've ever had this month, anyway.
And if everyone who listened to the show voted for us, we'd piss this whole voting thing out of the water anyway.
We would. We'd be in the... Yeah, but if you got absolutely everyone to vote for you who listened to the show, we would be in top 10.
Yeah.
And the rest.
So therefore
we'll be number
cheat.
One. except that so would everyone else.
This
if they
is true.
Got every single listener to vote. That's the thing, you know. 3%, about 3% of people that listen to a radio show or a podcast or whatever actually get involved.
Yeah, which is fair enough.
Yeah.
Just have enough. To do it, but
so the other 97% are lazy fuckers like us.
Yeah. This is true. I would never vote.
Lazy smacktards.
Fuckers. Awesome.
Awesome.
Truly, truly awesome. I'd never be able to complete my tutorial work without a punky hit to break the tedium. Get smart, smacktards. Vote punky. From Stanky Little Chuff.
From who?
Stanky Little Chuff.
You stanky little chuff. That might have to be phrase of the week. We haven't got one. You stanky little chuff.
Brilliant. Ha! Yeah. Stupid Aussies. Yes, Aussies are stupid. If you haven't guessed, I'm a Kiwi. I'm proud of it. Although I do like England. Well,
of course.
The easy girls mainly. I can't work out how Tony can't get one. Matthew Gentle.
That's also true, Matthew.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, there's some scientists looking into that fact. They've got a study. A couple of years we'll find out.
It isn't women scientists, is it?
Yeah. Yeah. This is not talking about my spot.
Don't talk about your mate.
Podcast perfection.
The boil on the side of your face can pull.
Podcast perfection. I love it. Uniting fans and bands across the lands, a quality show minus the pretentious bullshit. Thanks, from Cynical.
I meant to say that at the top of the show, actually. I meant to say,
what, uniting fans and bands
across the lands. It's punky. That's a great phrase, isn't
that's
it?
Crazy.
And it is what we've set out to do, so if we have done it in any small way, I'm really chuffed about it.
Yeah, this is basically a mission statement, isn't it?
We are trying to unite fans and bands across the lands. Yeah. In fact, should we put that on the tagline on the website?
And get Tony Laid, actually, is another one. But,
yeah,
you know,
but we're not doing...
It doesn't quite fit in the rhyme.
We're doing better at uniting fans and bands than we are at getting you laid, Sunshine. Although you know that half the female population of Mississippi is interested.
This is true.
But you don't want to know.
Six-fingered hand wanks. Cynical, she posted on
Let's
our
face it, Tony, they'd
page.
Only need three.
Yeah, but three large fingers.
Yeah. One inserted in your
anus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anus.
I've never put my finger up my arse when I've been masturbating, love, you know. But anyway, that's another story.
Well, that's something to try tonight, eh?
Well, maybe.
When you get home?
Mate, I just want to go to bed and just sleep. I'm bollocks.
We are knackered, aren't we?
It was
a big one.
If we suddenly just stopped talking in about 20 minutes, we've just fucking passed out.
Yeah.
Despite Paul attending an all-boys school and Tony writing in his journal in Kimblad, these two still managed to put together a great podcast when they're not hungover. Mm. Sometimes it's even coherent. Not tonight.
And that's by the girl
this
you got right,
ambulance.
Isn't it?
Is that ambulance?
Yeah, well, I thought it was a badly spelled ambulance, but it's not, is it? You got it right.
Did I get it right?
Yeah. And there's information about her other two partners in crime tonight, La La Land Dancer and Nied.
Oh, she's one of those lot, is she?
Yeah.
One of those lot.
Yeah, they're the ones that I reckon they'd be quite a good night out.
I put up the M's picture. And
thank you.
The other one that came through.
Thank you,
Ems. The note.
Oh, and the flashing punky thing on the comments thing. We need to put that up somewhere as well.
What's that?
Have a look later. Okay. Have a look later. Should we do the next song?
Yes.
Let's do the next song. Let's race through this mother tonight. Next song, I meant to play this ages ago. Jimmy the Squirrel. You know Jimmy the Squirrel, don't you?
Yeah. Local lads.
From Nottingham, I believe.
Nottingham.
Are they from Nottingham?
Not
and I promised them to. I think, you know, I might have even got this last year. I promised to play it ages ago and I just never got around to it, and then it got shelved. I'm going to get in touch with them anyway. I couldn't find a website for them, but their MySpace is myspace.com/JimmyTheSquirrel. They will be on our top eight. And this is called Jumpy.
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 Nice.
Let's have a listen, shall we? Let's get jumpy. This is quite jumpy, actually. Dance along at home.
However much I just can't shake these shakes. I just wanna go to sleep, someone knock me out for God's sake. As stupid as seems, I'll take a stick to bed. To feel on this product, man, I'm climbing in my head. Come on, sugar, and not in a sleep. Every small thing is making me jump off my seat. Taking a long run, got no control. The only thing left to do now.
So, that might have been a bit loud by our standards.
Possibly.
We might have had a bit of an emo attitude there. We might have come in with that. But anyway, that's great. Jumpy, Jimmy the Squirrel. They'll be on our MySpace Top 8 this week. Why hasn't that started? Because I'm an idiot, that's why. God dear. Well, mate, you've got a twat, haven't you?
Yes.
Before you do your twat, I'm going to do... If it's all right with you, because I've got the... quite long-winded. Look at that. It's quite long-winded.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to do... part one of emails and messages, right, and then you can do the twat and then I'll do part two. Is that okay? If you have something that you'd like to tell us, it's much better to email paulieb@punkyradio.com rather than MySpace messaging it.
Yeah, we keep saying this, MySpace messages.
The messages just get lost. So basically, we're not, if it isn't something to do with getting played on the show or something, whatever, send it to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Okay, like Owen did. I'm going to have to do a little, a slight emo impression here. Because that's what he's saying. He goes, like, you guys are, like, so not cool. Like, emo is the best in the world. You are, like, so insensitive. I'm going to write about you in my diary. You're, like, so mean. I'm going to sit in my darkened room with black wallpaper and my funeral for a friend posters and listen to emo and cry and possibly wank. While crying. And then he's got open brackets. Try and visualise that glorious image if you can. Just kidding, you badly pack kebabs. Love the show, keep up the swearing and the crazy punk rock and stuff. Tony Hearn watches girly films. Ha! Always looking. Always looking. That's from Owen, thanks Owen. Amanda, something is this. Okay, I have a suggestion for the show. Maybe you can help us out here, Tony. Can you make the MySpace shows downloadable? I didn't know we didn't. Are they ones play? Is that something? Can you do that?
So they have to go to the MySpace page because I'm an evil bastard.
Well, yeah, but surely, if they have to go to the MySpace page anyway, but then you could download it from the MySpace page, could you?
Yeah, before we listen again to it, they have to go back to the MySpace page rather than listen
to
it.
Oh, you cheeky man.
I am. I'm a genius.
An evil genius.
I can make it downloadable if you want.
All right. It says, okay, I have a session for the show. Can you make the MySpace shows downloadable? I am usually on dial-up internet. Medieval. And it's impossible to listen to anything on MySpace unless you download it, because it will load a second's worth of music, then load, say, 15 seconds, then play, then load, etc. It's so choppy. Anyways, loving the show. I was homesick from work and school, and I am currently listening to my 9th punky show today.
Jesus.
That's kind of
sad. That's gotta hurt.
But hey, it's keeping me smiling. Thanks, Amanda. Thank you, Amanda.
Then that case, then I might make it downloadable.
Right, Nide. There he goes. I just downloaded onto my iPod the latest episode before heading out on a class field trip to Six Flags. I'm not sure if you have them across the pond, but it's basically an expensive place to destroy brain cells by riding semi-dangerous roller coasters. I passed a long wait time in line by giggling away to your show and even listened to the show while I was on the ride, The Viper, which is the tallest wooden roller coaster in all of New York State. Quite wonderfully, as soon as I reached the crest of the tallest hill, the last thing I heard before the onslaught of screams and zero gravity was always looking. Nearly died from trying not to laugh and scream at the same time. Later that day, I lost my iPod. So hello, Fishtown. Do be expecting some new punky art soon, as I have a few sketches that need to dry from all the kitten blood I've been using. No wonder emos are so sad. Kitten blood smears like crazy. Nice. And then there's a PS on this. It says, I've noticed you think that La La Land Dancer and Nyde are two separate people, when in fact they are one, thus proving you, sir, are a very silly man, and you, madam, are a fucking skit. So you've left that bit out. Right then. Oh, I did it when they did. That was amazing.
There was some new punky art as well.
Yep.
Did you see it this morning on Gigged?
Oh, no.
Poco's done a Kitten Blood printer.
Oh, I've not
cartridge.
Seen it. Oh, brilliant.
That's class.
That's going on the page.
Obviously, he was doing that rather than coming to Block 46.
Yeah, twat. Thanks for nothing, Poco.
Sure.
And his missus,
Roz,
who claimed that I'm sexist, who was supposed to be showing up to have a Barney with me.
Yeah.
Didn't dare, did she?
I did notice what you put on her MySpace page.
Silly bint. What did I put on her MySpace page?
I don't know, something about her doing your ironing or
oh,
something.
Oh, yeah, make sure you come down to the block party. I've got some ironing these days. I think she's seeing the funny side of it. I'm not sure.
I think so.
I'm not sure.
Right, I have a twat.
It is a twat time.
Okay, so if you have a twat to nominate, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. Please include all that information, because I'll just email you back otherwise and say, finish the email, you twat.
Yeah, well, yeah, because some of them, from time to time, they send me through a MySpace message saying I've got a twat, and I just say, tough luck.
Yeah.
If he doesn't go through it to Tony, it doesn't happen.
And try and keep him upbeat and not quite so evil.
Yeah.
Why does he just go, because he's a wanker.
Because I hate him, he's a wanker.
I hope they die.
He's a smack-tarding piss mop.
I'm not going to read out.
I hope he gets drowned in kin blood.
Yeah, that'd be all right. But you know, I hope they get run over or something. He's just, now I'm not going to read it out.
Yeah, because kittens don't drive cars.
No, they don't.
As far as I know.
Well, maybe.
Okay. They might do in Azerbaijan.
This one, I've had a couple of weeks for this one. I forgot about it, and I've put it back from the
brink.
Yeah, from the brink of my deletion. Is a twat. This is from Naomi, who I think is emo girl.
Okay.
Hey, Punky. Well, Tony. Anyway, I have a person for is a twat. That just sounds so disappointing. Well, Tony.
Well, Tony.
My form teacher, Mr. A. Dacey, from. Mr. A. Bishop of Llandaff High School in Wales.
Llandaff. Is it all?
Is it Llandaff?
Llandaff. Llandaff. Oh, well, I don't know what's got, I'm imagining, yeah. Yeah. Llandaff High School, oh, is it?
Oh,
very, very charismatic.
Oh. Yar, I be Welsh.
Oh, that's tidy.
Because he sounds like he's having orgasms during registration, and it's very scary.
Is that because he goes, oh, Jones!
Because in
yes,
that...
Yes, mister. Oh, Jones!
Oh,
yes, mister.
Oh,
Jones! Yes, mister. No! Oh, why does the whole class start with a J? Oh, Jones! Yes, mister.
In maths, he hmms to himself. It is very scary and quite unnerving. When you're trying to learn fractions, your teacher is singing to himself. So, please, 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 please make Mr. Dacey a twat. Well, he is anyway.
Whose coat is this jacket?
Please, on Punky. Right, bye you smack tods, all the way from fucking Fishtown. Love, Naomi and Alex. So, Mr. A. Dacey from Bishop of Llandaff High School in Wales is a twat.
Oh, if we got some eggs, we could get bacon and eggs if we got some bacon. Oh, that's tidy. I love Wales, I just love it. I love going there, do you know?
That's your second accent of the show.
I know, as soon as I go down, what was the first one?
Northern.
Oh, yeah. As soon as I go down the M50, get past Ross on Wye, because I love Ross on Wye. It's not a crime to live near Ledbury, right? As soon as I get to Monmouth and you get the sign saying, welcome to Wales, Creasote Cymru,
yeah.
I phone up the proper Mrs. Edwards and just go, whoa, is it? And she goes, oh, very charismatic. Are you in Wales? I went, oh, yes. Oh, boy. Oh. I love it. I love going to Wales. Love it. I'm sorry. Now then, we've been running this poll for fortnight.
Oh, yes.
Aussies or Kiwis, who's thicker?
Mm.
And we gave the Aussies a second week to try and get back in the game because the Kiwis were just thrashing them out of sight.
Yeah.
And they did make a bit of a late run, the Aussies.
Okay.
But I'm afraid by 70 votes to 18, it is official, Australians are thicker than New Zealanders. It's official.
Fair
as
enough.
Far as Punky goes, the official Punky statistic is the Kiwis have given you a thrashing. And despite the fact that they haven't even got broadband internet in New Zealand, they've still beaten you by a huge number of
or
votes.
Or iTunes as well. Wasn't that in, is that New Zealand?
They haven't got iTunes, no. They haven't got something or other. But I do think we get some information about that in part two of my emails and messages. First of all, Jeff Ugly Shoes has sent me an emo story. This is quite involved. Jeff says, if you didn't know, I'm also the bouncer at the Princess Theatre in Columbus, Mississippi, right? Mm. Besides being the manager and everything else, I know how that feels. So I have to deal with any trouble that happens. Part of the theatre is a coffee house, pub, bar that we run every day. We have a rule that all you have to do to listen to your music is to put your CD in the player. And when it comes around, it plays. That way, everyone seems happy and everyone gets a chance to listen to their music. The other night, I was sitting at the bar nursing a cold one. A beer, not a corpse, you sick fuck. All right. I was just thinking of beer anyway, right? But when my stomach started to hurt and I felt a sudden urge to cut myself. Looking around quickly, I am always looking. I realised that the rest of the people were likewise affected. I discovered the trouble. Someone had put James fucking Blunt in the CD player. I moved quickly, knocking the CD player over. I was able to remove the CD and then it happened. An emo kid, upset by my actions, started whining about it being unfair that we have to listen to the punk and jazz, but not his music. I had to admire his bravery. I am not a small person. I'm 6'4" and 240 pounds, not a lot of fat. Yeah, we'll be the judges of that, Jeff. The way the kids stood up to me, I had to play CD, so I did.
You twat.
Did you know that James Blunt actually sounds good when played on 10 in the microwave oven? It only lasted about 4 glorious seconds, but it was worth it. I told the kid I would replace it with something similar, so we gave him a roll of toilet paper and showed him the door. It was a shame I couldn't find used toilet paper, but I think I got the point across. Anyway, thanks again for the mention. I haven't posted many comments lately because the ones online have been, for the most part, simply brilliant. Anything that I could say would just lessen the quality. Say hi to Kitten Bird for me. Oh, and how much to book a tour with the Chavs and Alcohol in Columbus?
Mate, imagine that.
It will be £4. Unfortunately, that's about $18,000. So that's from Jeff. And our last long message. This is from Flame Retardant Teddy.
Okay.
Goopa Goopa, you guys have a fucking awesome show. Personally, I'm not much of a punk music kind of guy. I'm more into heavy metal. But you guys do play some fucking good shite. Well, it's punky. It's not punk. We do mix it up, you know. And I don't think it's just Kiwis that were voting, saying that the Aussies are thick, because there aren't that many of us. And I believe everyone knows the Aussies are thick up. Everyone knows that Aussies are thicker than the hair covering an 80-year-old sperm trench. I lived with two Aussies for a year and never heard anything intelligent out of them. I have to say that your Australian accent is fucking hilarious, but your Kiwi accent is a bit off. Yeah, that was the idea. Yeah, just a bit. That was very weird last week, actually. It's not so disjointed as you made it sound. And Aussies say sex instead of six, and it's true, we do say socks. Oh, he's from New Zealand, so I heed nothing against the Aussies. Their girls are well fit and easier than the Brits. That's saying something. And they have a tan. Oh, fuck the tans. They sure do make Uncle Foamy stand up and tap dance. So maybe you should send Tony there. He might have more chance of getting a girl. Or he could come to New Zealand. We have a shitload of sheep, so don't forget your Velcro gloves. Well, look on the bright side, Tony. At least you're not Welsh or Scottish. What's wrong with being Welsh? Anyhow, keep up the good shite. Guys, Flame Retardant Teddy. See, one thing he hasn't mentioned there is sticking wellies on the front of the sheep.
Right.
You have to stick wellies on the front 2 feet of a sheep, because then it can't run. So it stands there, so you can go in from behind and give it some. And also, make it stand on the edge of a cliff. Do it on the edge of a cliff. Why?
They fight back.
They push back. Oh, but
you're,
the Welsh already knew that anyway.
You're involved in this.
Oh, what am I wearing?
A sheep.
A fleece. It's a golden fleece, is it? Or from the valleys. Oh, is it? Right, we might as well get on with the next song.
Yeah.
This next song is fucking class. I don't say this lightly. As I say, this was going to be Midlands special this week.
Yeah.
But then my mate Bentley went to Azerbaijan and got freaked out by the fact that all the men in Baku wear really pointy shoes. But while he was there, he bumped into your average Azerbaijani Baku discount record store.
Mm-hmm.
And picked up this CD by band or a guy called Alim Kazimov. And the track we're going to play is called Oyanis Royada. Bentley actually bumped into one of the members of the band in a bar in Baku who said it's all right to play because they're not on the internet or anything. He just said, look, it's fine, man. We're not signed. It's just great. But this is... Now, I know that as a rule, when you tune into Punky, you don't hear any Azerbaijani prog rock. But yeah. I think it's about time we change that, to be honest with you. And that's what I'm going to do right now. So this song is a bit long. It's got quite a long intro, though, so we can talk about it for a while. What I particularly like about this song, Tony... We've already played it on the show tonight.
Yeah, on the show, yeah.
What I particularly like about this song is that they've obviously used what I think are Azerbaijani swear words on it.
Yeah.
And it's been beeped out by the authorities. Right, the local Azerbaijani authorities. At least that's what I thought. But then I thought, oh, maybe it hasn't. Maybe they're not swearing at all. It's a Muslim country.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just shouting bacon sandwich. Just go, oh, it's good, bacon sandwich. But anyway, none of you have ever heard anything like this before. As far as I know, we don't have any Azerbaijani listeners. If we do, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. If you've got a computer. That's the thing.
If not, write it on the back of a sheep and post it over.
So who's obsessed with sheep now?
You!
You stanky whatever it is.
Come on, you.
What was that?
That was a sheep joke.
Yeah, I know. Oh, for goodness sake, I can't believe you've done a joke and I've missed it. I'm just looking for me...
Yeah, I had that in once.
You stanky little chuff. You sperm trench. We're uniting fans and bands from across the land. I wonder if there'll be any fans of... Alim Kasimov and Oyanis Royada. Oh, what about that?
I'm going to have to write that name down when I do the iTunes thing, aren't I? And do the review for...
I'm going to write it for you. What do you mean when you do the iTunes? What do you mean?
The description for
I'll send it through for you. That was Alim Kazimov and Oyanis, open brackets, Royada, close brackets. What a track that is. Right, Tone.
Yes, Paul.
So, Hussy Skunk.
Hussy Skunk, yes.
This is nice, isn't it?
It is. It's very
Matt,
good.
From this is our news, by the way.
Oh, yes.
I did get an email from someone saying, oh, you're not going on Sirius, are you? We'll have to pay to listen to it.
And you cannot be serious.
You cannot be serious. No, we're not. We're going on the proper punk station in Columbus, Ohio. So we've already mentioned Columbus, Mississippi.
Mm.
That's weird, isn't it? That, out of Columbus, Ohio, there is a uncensored punk rock internet radio station called Hussy Skunk.
Yes.
And basically, they play loads and 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 loads of punk rock all week.
Yeah.
And on a Sunday, they're starting to play the odd music podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And they've asked us if they can rebroadcast the punky of that week on the show.
Yeah.
And we said, of course.
Of course you can.
Of course you can. It's a punk rock internet radio station. Hussy Skunk, HussiesKunk.com, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So check it out, HussiesKunk.com, Hussy Skunk. I'd listen to it.
Yeah?
I'd listen to it, and yeah, they play, because I was a bit concerned. I thought, oh, internet radio station, are you going to be able to play the kind of uncensored nonsense that we get away with on this show? And he went, have a listen. And, right. And the first three songs is called Fuck You and Fuck Your Mother Too, and Fuck, Fuck, Fuckity, Fuck, 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 and Fucking Fuck, Fuck.
That's quite a good name, actually.
Yeah. What is?
Fuck, 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 fuck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because that was the name of the band. Fuck, fuck, fuckity, fuck, and the fuckers.
Yeah.
But no, it's full on. Give it a listen. If you like full on punk rock, listen during the week. And if you don't, listen to us in my best goddamn American accent I have.
Yeehaw!
Oh, yeah. I actually watched Deliverance the other night for the first time.
Did you?
Yeah, and at Kerry, the proper Mrs. Edwards, freaked out just after the geese said, you sure got to put him out? And she just sent herself to sleep because she couldn't take the weirdness anymore. It's a great film. Great film. I enjoyed it a lot. But yeah, it's...
So we know when we're going to be on as well, don't we? Do it all
6 p.m.
time.
No, that's right. 6 p.m. Eastern time.
6 p.m. EST.
EST. Extrasensory Perception.
So good, I almost spit.
I think I need some EST. Trip to the moon. I know I need some LSD. Trip to the moon.
I thought you all sung out from last night.
Trip to the moon. I'm a bit fucking knackered. We went for it. I did lose half my voice. But it's all right. Worked out.
One song, it was almost like you weren't singing at all coming out of the PA. It was really odd. But you know, then just came back.
Fuck off. Yeah, the mic lead fell out on my mic.
Yeah.
It was a dubious connection.
After a month of, you know, getting ready for the gig and you saying, you know, you best not fuck up on stage.
Yeah,
I'm watching you,
but
Tony.
What did I do?
God, you lose cannon, Tony. Oh.
I accepted my error, stopped the song, we did it again, I think you're fine, it was nigh on perfect.
It was.
Right.
No thanks to you.
So what's your point then, tit boy?
I'm trying to say.
I was heartily embarrassed, especially as I said at the start, we always fuck this one up.
Yeah.
And then I proceeded to fuck it up quite massively. Yeah, so Hussy
Skunk.
We've
got it on tape anyway, so
we've got it on tape.
But anyway, yes, Hussy Skunk.
HussySkunk.com.
Are they on MySpace?
Yes, they are. I'll try and MySpace top 8 them.
Yeah.
Because they are. I didn't realise that we'd even added them to start with.
No.
But yeah, it's quite an impressive station.
Do we know when we're starting on it yet? Because it's not
this
week,
is it? It could be this Sunday.
Is it really? Oh, alright.
Could be this Sunday.
Cool.
It might be Sunday the 4th, might be Sunday the 11th. We'll find out. The thing is, our existing listeners are already happy listening
to
the podcast, clearly. So it shouldn't affect anything. All it's going to happen is, I hope, we just get another bunch of listeners from another environment.
It just means that, again, our mission is to put the music that we play out there to as many people as possible.
We're uniting fans and bands from across
the
land. That's what we're doing.
And getting Tony Lane.
That is our new tagline, man. That and Wank Pot. Punky, Wank Pot. Uniting fans from across the land. Kinblood. Oh yeah, I did get one message or email from someone saying, it was one of the Podcast Alley comments. Mm. What are you emo hating fuck? And we don't hate emos. What's the point? They already hate themselves, you know.
Yeah.
I've got nothing against them. Quite frankly.
Yeah.
There's just no point.
We just think they're funny.
We just think they're quite funny, yeah. Although if the Punky Radio tour happens next year and Felix gets on it, because we are planning a tour. We're going to do a live live punky radio tour around universities in the UK. It's already in the planning stage, and it's possible that my mate Felix, who is always looking and is a very talented hairdresser and coiffeur, is going to come along and he's going to de-emo one kid a show. He's going to de-emo them. He's going to get rid of their Kim Blurred Flick and give them a proper haircut.
But more news of that as we know.
More news of that as and when. But yeah, it's not going to happen until spring 2007. But it's quite exciting. I'm quite excited about it. Now, I just wanted to mention Total Talk Nonsense. We haven't really mentioned them much of late, largely because fuckers weren't mentioning us. But I had this big plan, because it's going to be next week. It's going to be the 6th of the 606.
Yes.
And guess what? The remake of The Omen's coming out. Oh, nice one. I was going to say, I'm really looking forward to this, because 666, even the septics can't fuck up the date.
Yeah.
And Total Talk Nonsense beat me to it. They said last week, they said 666, so those idiots across the pond can't fuck up the date. Fair play to them. Fair play to them for beating us to it. I'm devastated about that. I hate it when someone beats me to a gag. Grr. Well done, though.
Good show. It was a good show this week, yeah.
Good show this week, Total Talk Nonsense, by the way. And the emo song that they played on the show, that had been sent to us as a MySpace link as well.
Right.
And I thought, and the guys that did it are sending us the CD, because they've got a load of other songs on there as well. And I was going to play it on the show, but they beat us to that as well.
God damn it.
Total Talk Nonsense. They beat us to nearly everything, don't they?
Wow.
They normally beat us to the pies. Pie munching Total Talk Nonsense.
There's a lot of that good YouTube stuff going around as well lately. All that,
yeah, there's loads of it
stuff.
Yeah,
there's a Wicked Star Wars one, but that's completely irrelevant.
Yeah, there's so much stuff going around the internet and going around MySpace and going around what have you now. It's just, it can keep you entertained for a whole week.
Yeah, as soon as I figure out how the MySpace video works, we might put some chav stuff up there.
Yeah, could do.
We did record the set from last night, because we are in a band, Paul.
Yeah, we can't really beat them to that either, to be honest with you. You penis. You skanky thingamabob. You stanky
you
little
skanky
chuff.
You skanky thingamabob.
You stank.
That's cutting.
You skanky thingamabob.
Nah, put me in my fucking place.
You stanky little chuff. You skanky thingamabob. I know, we've lost the will to live.
From saying
haven't
fucking
we?
Cunt in the first episode, now we're just, you skanky thingamabob.
Yeah, I was going to let rip a really big chuff then, and I thought I could follow through here.
Yeah, don't. Not again.
Yeah, well, I couldn't have let that up by the mic. That would have been too tempting. We were really too tempting to just be the first podcast to actually shit themselves on air.
Yeah, it's not really an accolade I want.
I don't really.
No.
Have you got anything else to say?
Just thanks.
Thanks
to everyone who come down to Block Party 6
and
made it a great night.
Yeah, thank you all very much. And thanks to all the people who said they were coming down and then fucking didn't.
Yeah. One unit were great. Stayed
one
at my
unit
house.
Was superb. The Screeches were the first time I've ever seen Uzi out of a band called Acid Pope not be a complete penis in front of a female lead singer.
Because the last time on Block Party 3 we had the Smears on and he basically stood at the front shouting, "Get your tits out."
And then she gobbed on him.
And then she gobbed on him. So he's learned his lesson.
But he was looking at the very impressive looking Letitia from the Screeches, and he was nudging me. He was standing next to me, and I was going, "Uzi, man, what is going on here? You're behaving yourself." He went, "I think she could teach me a lot of things." "I think she could teach me a lot of things, mate. I really do." I said, "What, like the meaning of the word respect?" He went, "Yeah."
Yeah. Well, yeah, they were great, and the Dirty Riffs.
The Dirty Riffs
the
were
dirty
different
riffs rocked,
class,
man.
Weren't? Oh, they were terrific.
They were well for it.
I mean, they'll all be off our MySpace page tomorrow, because we'll have new stuff on there. But do hunt them all down. They're great bands. Don't hunt them down and kill them all. But hunt them down in cyberspace or whatever. Yeah, I just thought we've had two iTunes reviews that I haven't mentioned. One's a good one. One's a cack one.
We've not got any on US.
Please do review us on iTunes. I think it helps basically.
Yeah.
And make sure you leave us 5 stars, as will become apparent. First one, Ems, friend of the show.
Yes.
Goopa Goopa, I've been listening to Punky for a month or so now, and I'm hooked on the emo-hating piss mops are Paulie B and Unmanly Tony. We don't hate emos, Ems. There's no need to. It's fucking
unmanly.
Great. You must subscribe, Ems. Thank you, Ems. Appreciate that. 5 stars. Didn't appreciate this one. Laugh out loud. I thought I'd see what would happen if I gave you less than 5 stars. Great show though, you smacktards. Hope I send you to fish down, especially you, Tony. Rick, 4 stars. Which has meant our iTunes rating in the UK, 4.5 stars, Rick.
See, it's not clever, is it?
It's not clever, Rick. You haven't done us any favours at all.
Bastard. Can I have a quick shout out after you said?
Yeah, go on. Oh, what? Who wants a quick shout out?
I'm going to see. Just. A quick word to National Express. Cage says the Bunch of Twats.
Yeah, quite.
Because they cancelled his coach. The Cage was coming to Block Point 6. He had his ticket. He got a taxi to the bus station. and then they cancelled his cage.
I was on cage watch from when we opened the doors until when we went on stage. And I didn't see no cage at any stage. I was enraged. No poem for Poetry Corner this week. Very upset about that as well. Right, and so that's that is it, innit? We can get on with the last one now.
Think so, we could everything.
Yeah, I think so. I'm in Hitchin this Friday.
I'm in Warsop in Nottinghamshire.
We're doing the Last Minute Comedy Show. Find out about it, lastminutecomedy.com.
Alcoholrock.com.
Alcoholrock.com, should you find yourself in the Hertfordshire or Nottinghamshire area. Right then, last track tonight, Bank of Riot Squad. We've played them before. I don't think we've played this song before. Luke, out of the Chavs, is now in Riot Squad as well.
Yep.
He's a great man, isn't he?
He's a great bloke, and he did a sterling job last night.
He did do a sterling job. And
much more sober than I was.
It was nice seeing his missus, Dusty, as well. So that's cool. Right, so we're going to play this now. This is Riot Squad. Do you know their website?
riotsquad.co.uk.
riot-squad.co.uk. You've let yourself down this week, man. They will be on our top eight as well. And this is have I put this in? Of course I haven't. Look, I actually remembered in time this time. I had a bit of a nightmare next door tonight, didn't I? I played the wrong thing a couple of times.
We had loads of mistakes, and I think we were just very tired.
Yeah.
But, hey, that's fine.
We're just very tired. That's no excuse, though. There's no excuse to not put the CD in. For goodness sake, we're just about to be syndicated on hussyskunk.com on 6 p.m. Sundays Eastern Time.
EST!
He actually said, we're going to play you at 6 o'clock on a Sunday because that's when we've got no fucking listeners.
Thanks for the vote of confidence.
Cheers, mate.
Yay!
This is Riot Squad. This is Blown to Bits. If you were thinking after the last song that we weren't punk anymore, don't worry about it. A great song.
I'm
that
so
is.
So close to going to bed now. It's great.
Riot Squad are brilliant. No, you're not, mate. We've got to do loads of links and things for Hussy Skunk, haven't we?
Mm? Yeah, we do. Yeah,
and we should really do our Best of Finland. I'm up for it. Actually, only be a short show. We'll only do half an hour.
Seriously?
Yeah, yeah.
You are Satan.
I am Satan. I actually look a bit like
Satan,
a kind of goat,
the Dark Lord,
Satan, Satan type character. If you are listening to this show, next week's show will go out on the 6th, won't it?
Yeah,
next week's show will go out on the 6th of the 6/06, and it is supposed to be because I bet a load of podcasters are going to do a fucking 666 real freaky spooky special. Let's talk about the Da Vinci Code and bore the pants off fucking everyone.
We could just play emo.
And no, we're not. Ours is an England World Cup special next week.
Oh, of course, because it's the start of the England victory, isn't it?
England World Cup special next week. This weekend, as far as I know, as I say, I'm only doing my gig in Hitchin.
Yeah,
I can't remember what I'm doing Saturday. I might have a gig.
If you haven't,
I'm going to go to
the Bean Fest.
Yeah, Bean Fest in Wathup.
The Black Market. Black Market
in Wathup. Yeah. And alcohol doing Friday.
We're playing with on a 4-band lineup in the Black Market in Warsop. Be a good night. I'm looking forward to it.
Dave did well as a stand-in, didn't he?
Dave was a fantastic bass player last night.
And it also gave the Chavs a chance to be Chav and Dave.
Chav and Dave.
We were Chav and Dave for the night. Marvellous.
We did a different set. It was good.
It was good. We did some new songs. I was very pleased about them. Nightclub by the Specials. I thought that went down a treat. I loved it. I loved that.
And the video and the whistling bit on Water Like Egyptian, it was all right.
Was it? Did some of the crowd whistle?
The crowd was doing it as well, yeah, because we couldn't tell.
They helped us out. It's very difficult to whistle through a mic.
Yeah, it was.
But hey, at least the Bangles are our MySpace friends.
This is right. This is true.
And Susanna Hoffs, I have tried to get an interview with Susanna Hoffs as well.
We murdered Walk Like Egyptian. Just send a message with that as a subject line.
Dear the Bangles,
we apologise.
We apologise in advance for what we've done to one of your wonderful tunes.
Please find an attached photo of Paul dancing. Like an Egyptian.
Do you know what? I was a bit upset with that photo, actually. It showed quite a significant gut.
The pot belly, yeah.
Yeah. You sent me that one on purpose, didn't you?
You'll Photoshop it out.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Network. Let the riot begin.
PodRiot.com.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.